Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and listen live. And then if you'd like to give a comment or you have an opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will allow me, that will let me know that you are wanting to be on the show. Okay? Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or know someone that wants to buy or sell, please ask them to give me a call. My number is 678-549-0274, or you can reach me by email at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Now, those of you who are online and listening to the show at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll follow the show. That way you'll get announcements and everything about, you'll get show notes and titles and everything about the show on each day that we do have a show. Again, if you are on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon that says follow this show. Set that up. And we will talk, okay? Let's see. I'm kind of distracted now, guys, but I'm ready to go. Okay. Again, you can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, whether you're buying, selling, or you know someone that wants to buy or sell, we can probably make some money together if they close their deal. Okay. So, again, if you're buying or selling or know someone who's buying or selling, put them in contact with me and we'll get the ball rolling. All right. So, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know that that a lot of things have been on, especially this weekend. And let's talk, right? Let's talk. What I want to talk about and the title of today's show is, let's see, I got a lot on my mind, guys. I'm sorry. And the title of today's show is, why do we treat the police different when they commit a crime? Okay, why do we treat the police different or differently when they commit a crime? And I'm specifically talking about the last incident that we had in Memphis with the police, where they killed an unarmed black man. It was really in the street, because he died a couple of days later, but he died from the beating that he took at the hands of the police. That's where he died from. The beating at the hand of the police. Now, a couple of things I want to say before I, start taking calls or whatever. The police are in the streets to do a job, and their job is to enforce the law, protect the citizens in your community or your town or wherever you are, and to do it under oath, where you've taken an oath to protect and serve the people to the best of your ability in your community. Now, I'm not saying that people don't commit crimes, and I'm not saying that people I don't say that people don't commit crimes. I don't say that people don't resist arrest. But what I'm saying is, when people hadn't committed a crime, when someone has not or are not in the risk, why do you treat it as they have committed a crime, as they are resisting the risk? Why do you do that? Now, again, I'm saying that the police have a job to do. I understand that. And they supposedly pulled this guy over for a traffic stop. Okay, they pulled him over for a traffic stop. 29 years old. They say the guy may weigh 160 pounds, maybe soaking wet. And you got five police officers that's on his ass. Okay, so from the start, I didn't look at the entire video. I really didn't want to look at the entire video. It's just from things that were said by people putting the video on TV, I didn't want to look at the whole video. You know, when they put their precursor up there saying this this is graphic and you may not want to watch and through its entirety and all this stuff. I don't. Because at the beginning of the video, it showed police with their body cams now. He's got his pistol out walking up to the, tell me this. If you were sitting in your car and you saw a police officer walking up to your car with his gun drawn, what are you going to think? What are you going to think? If I'm sitting in my car and I look in my rearview mirror and I see the police walking up to my car with his gun out, like, oh crap, what's the deal? And I hadn't done anything. What's the traffic stop? What did I do? Did I run a stop sign? Did I run a red light? Was I speeding? What happened? Huh? What happened? That's all I'm saying is, what happened? How do you go up to a car with your gun pulled out? Then you get to the car and you say, you got all these explicit words or whatever you call it, all these cuss words. You know, and I have a internet show, so I can say what I want to, but you're walking up to the car, MF, get out the car. MF, get out the effing car. Get out the effing car. Get out the car. Now, tell me this. What police are coming up to your car and you got a traffic stop and they telling you, get out your car? When you start to get out your car, now that's a problem. All the time, I ain't saying I've been pulled over a lot, but I have been stopped before. And at no time did I get out of the car. And thank God I never had to get out of the car. But when the police pull you over, and I've seen it happen, where people open the door and start to get out of the car, first thing the police say is, or he may do at that time, is pull his weapon out. And say, hey, I didn't tell you to get out of the car. Get your ass back in the car. Come up to the car telling this guy, get out of the car. And then they drag him, they pull him out of the car. This for a traffic stop, guys. Why are you doing this for a traffic stop? I just don't understand why. You say these, you know, it's usually white on black brutality with the police. Okay, but this is black on black. These are five black police officers. Now you're on a special task force, the Scorpion or whatever task force, and they're supposed to be there to help clean up community and help people get better in their community. By going in and killing someone in your community. That's the way you're helping. That's this assignment you have. Is if you stop and they've been told that if you stop somebody for a traffic stop, you go up to them with their guns drawn, telling them to get out of the car and beat the hell out of them. Nothing to do. And what I'm saying is that why are you using excessive force on someone that you supposedly stopped for a traffic stop? Why do you have your gun drawn? Man, now you know that things gonna escalate. at that point. When I saw him pull his, when I saw him walking up to the car with his pistol out, I knew this going to be bad. And now from here, some people talk about the video and what happened. They sat this guy. They restrained him, right? They had cuffs on him. And at the same time, they were trying to cover or mask their body cameras so you couldn't see actually what was going on. But you could hear what was going on. And when they were telling him to stop resisting and whatever else they were saying, that was a lie. They already had him restrained. They already had him in handcuffs. Now I heard someone say that they had him sitting on the sidewalk or whatever in handcuffs. And one of the policemen reared back and like he was kicking a field goal and kicked the brother in the face. Kicked him in the face twice. Then they turned around and pulled out the nightsticks. And they stood him up, and one of the guys had his nightstick out and cracked him across the chest 2 or 3 times. Now that kick to my face would have been crucial. That beating with the nightstick is crucial. So from the injuries that he received from these police officers, he died a couple of days later. Now his mom did an interview and said that the police came to her house and said that his son was stopped on a traffic stop. Now get this. This guy was only 3 doors away from his parents' house. You know, I don't know if he's living with his parents or what, but he was 3 doors from his house. And you could hear this guy calling for his mother. And I don't blame him, because I would have been doing the same thing. My mom had heard my voice screaming for her the way he was screaming for his mom. If my mom had heard that, she would have been down there and she would have been on the police ass. I don't guarantee you. I know what my mom was. I know what she had. I know how she was. I wouldn't have thought twice. Guarantee you that his mom was the same way. She wouldn't have thought twice about getting down there and getting in the melee with if it was her son. And he knew that. That's why he screamed for his mama. And now, immediately arrest all 5 officers, immediately put numerous charges on each one of the officers, and they're being held right now in jail. So the title of my show today is Why Do We Treat the Police Different When They Commit a Crime? What I mean by this is before now, the latest one, the one before this, was the George Floyd thing, I believe. That was the one before this one that I know about. The one with George Floyd, with the white police officers, they were able to go home and sleep in their beds that night. They were able to be back on administrative leave or whatever was going on. They were still getting paid while the investigation was going on. Still walking free, still going to the grocery store, the movies, or basketball games, whatever. They're amongst us walking free. Killed a man already. So my thing is that why are they treated differently? You think about it. If you go out there and commit a crime, let's say you go to the next city from you. Let's say I live in Atlanta and I go to Marietta and I rob a convenience store with a pistol. Armed robbery. Okay, armed robbery. And then I go home and I'm sitting there, I'm counting my money from what I got from the convenience store. I said, damn, this was easy. I'm gonna do this again. I came back with $2,500. I'm going to do this again. But they got the video from the store. They got the store video. They see your face on the camera. And your dumbass didn't wear a mask or nothing. And they find you. They knock on your door. Bang, bang, bang. They knock on your door. They got you. They lock you up. They put the handcuffs on you. They take you to jail. You're charged with armed robbery. Right? If it was us. So why do we treat the police differently? Man, you done sat on this man's neck and choked him out and killed him. Why didn't they come to your house and arrest you? Why didn't they arrest you right then? And you've been laying on this. Why didn't the police that was there say, man, you've been laying on this dude's neck for 15 minutes. He dead. Who did this? And everybody in the crowd, because it was people standing there filming, they say, he did it. Why didn't he get his ass locked up right then? He should have been put the handcuffs, taken to jail immediately. So if I rob that store down the street and they come to my house, they're going to put handcuffs on me and take me to jail as soon as they find me. No questions asked. And now until they do the investigation and you can say, I wasn't there, I was at home. Somebody can vouch for you and you can put your story together and all this, and that wasn't you. Then they'll let you go. But if they start the video, look at the video and say, is this you? Were you here? Were you here? Were you there? And all this stuff line up, yeah, you're going to jail for armed robbery. Why are the police treated differently than we are when they commit a crime? When the police commit a crime, just like a citizen commit a crime, That police should be known as a citizen at that point. He should be treated as a citizen at that point and have his ass locked up, just like the police did in Memphis. Y'all got to go to jail. Y'all got to go in jail until we can sort all this out and figure out y'all wasn't the cause of this man dying or y'all didn't do anything wrong. Oh, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go and go back to work because you tried to stop him. You tried to stop him from doing it. You didn't throw a blow. You stood back and said, hey, man, why are we doing this? And maybe you can go home. But not one of you went down that road. Not one of you went down that road. Actually, you were trying to keep the body cameras from showing everything because you wanted to put in some type of false report. So to me, it should be first-degree murder, which is the toughest. It should be first-degree murder, human rights violations, assault, all that stuff. And these guys should not ever get out of jail. Not one of them. And then his mom said when she did the interview And they told her that he had suffered from some kind of seizure or something, asking if he did drugs. And he's at the hospital. Well, his mom was like, okay, he's at the hospital, so my son, okay, he's at the hospital. I guess he's getting some treatment. What's the treatment for? You know? And they, you know, she asked, what hospital is he in? I would need to go see him. And they told her, nah, you don't need to go to the hospital. He okay. We I'm just letting you know what happened. So the mom said her and her husband got in their car and went looking for their son. Found out he was in whatever hospital and he had been beaten like it. Come on, man. Come on, man. When is this stuff? When is this stuff going to stop? When is it going to slow down? Because I know that these cops don't just pull over black kids. They don't. They have to encounter white people all the time, just like they do blacks. It's a lot more white people out here committing crimes than it is black, simply because there's a lot more white people in this country than black. So I know you're encountering white people. So when you pull that white person over for a traffic stop, or you come into their car with your gun out, or you telling them to get out the MFing car, or you telling them to get out the effing car, or you dragging them to the side, or you handcuffing them, those that are unarmed, or you handcuffing them, or you beating the hell out of these white folks that you pull over. Are you doing that? Absolutely not. Because as soon as a cop, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, I don't care what they are, Latino, can that a cop pull over a person and they find out that that person is not black, their whole mindset changes. Got a whole different way of thinking now. Now they're not thinking the same. And why is that? Are they being taught? Are they being taught in police academy? Are y'all being taught in police academy to beat the hell out of black folks? Are y'all being taught that? Are y'all being taught to drag these black folks out of their cars, handcuff them, and beat the hell out of them? Are y'all being taught that? Because it seems like you are. It seems like you are being taught to beat the hell out of these black kids and black men. Now, before I close the show, this is what I want to say. I just can't put my hand around it, put my arms around it, put my mind around it. Why are police so afraid of black men? Why are police so afraid of black men? Is it just because of the color of the skin? Because I haven't heard really of any black men shooting polices, killing polices all over the United States. I just hadn't heard of that. That's what I'm wondering. What's what's the deal with black men? Why do the white men and other, you know, why do police want to keep the black man down? Not the black woman. Not the Latino woman. Not the brown woman. But the black man. Why do you want to continuously beat down the black man? What is it? What is it? Where does this come from? And more importantly than that, how do we overcome it? Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. It's been tough for me this morning because of just listening to what happened. Just listening to what happened with this case over the weekend, just what happened over the weekend. And the attorney for the family, this Ben Crump guy, he says that he's going to do everything in his power to push for legislation that says when police officers are involved in a, you know, somebody being killed or murdered in the streets, that they should be held accountable. They should go to jail until proven otherwise. And I love that. I guarantee you that'll deter some of these cops from beating the hell out these black men. It'll deter them. I guarantee you. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the show. Have a great day. Until I see you again, hopefully in about 23 and a half hours, this Frank, I'm over, and I'm out.